It's a very familiar reading this morning. I just pray that these words of Jesus will just touch you afresh this morning. The reading is from John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. When we first moved into our house, the garden was a right mess. It's taken several years to get it right. And one of the things we've tried to grow is a couple of vines. If you come to our front door, you'll see them growing up some trellis. This is one of them. The words we've just heard read by Liz are some of Jesus' very last words to his disciples. I am the true vine, Jesus says, and encourages his disciples to stay God's true people. Jesus explains to them how they can do that, how they can be faithful followers and stay true disciples of Jesus. Remain in me. Stick close, Jesus says. But here's the thing. In the next 24 hours, the disciples will have all deserted him. They will have all failed. These words have got to stick in their brains, even when they're devastated and despairing. So Jesus uses a picture as well as words. The vine. The grapevine was the symbol of Israel. Actual vines grew everywhere. A great golden vine trailed over the temple porch. When the disciples go to the temple or walk down any road, they'll see vines and remember Jesus' words. I am the vine. You are the branches. Jesus invites us to become part of the true vine. If you look at a grapevine or any tree, you'll know that you can't really get much closer than a branch to a trunk. In the original words, the branch is more of a tender and flexible branch. So in this vine on a local allotment, we're a vine sprout or shoot, not the thick woody part. Remain in me, says Jesus, and I in you, and you'll bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Stick close to me. Abide in me, some translations say. Let the same sap that runs through Jesus run through us. It's obvious with a plant, isn't it? A branch can't go it alone. Separated from the vine, a branch just wouldn't work. Without being connected to the source of life, a branch doesn't stand a chance. Remain in me, says Jesus, and I in you, and you'll bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So here's the question. How do we remain in him? How do we remain connected to Jesus? I think if we talked together, we might come up with many different ways each of us try to stay close to Christ, because we're all different and we live different lives. Something you might like to ask each other over coffee later. But for now, I'm just going to throw out some ideas using a few images from vines growing in the West End of Leicester. One thing Jesus talks about is staying clean. Note the bird poo on this leaf. You don't see pictures of poo in church very often. This may be a first. There's a saying I came across as a young Christian that stuck with me. If God seems far away, who do you think moved? We will often get things wrong. We will get distracted from God. But turn to God often in sorrow and repentance for the stuff we get wrong. It will help keep us close. Grapevines are wayward, sprawling plants. They have these crazy tendrils which curl round in circles, latching on to whatever's nearby. They shoot out long, straggly shoots. One growing near where I live shoots branches right over the fence and down to the pavement. But none of those shoots ever have fruit. Once a year, the owners cut back the branches because they're all over the pavement, and only then can you see the fruit. The fruit is on the shoots that have stayed close to the vine. The gardening books advise, don't be afraid to hurt your vine by pruning it. Pruning helps the plant gather more energy and thrive within its environment. According to Jesus' words, even the fruitful branches get pruned, so they'll be even more fruitful. But pruning hurts. Don't pray if you don't want to get pruned. Because every time we pray, your kingdom come, in the Lord's Prayer, we are also praying, my kingdom go. That isn't comfortable. And definitely don't read the Bible if you don't want to get pruned, because reading the Bible is like holding up a mirror which confronts us with ourselves and challenges us to live differently. And that isn't comfortable either. Fortunately, our pruning is in the hands of a loving Father. And God's pruning will always be for our good. Now, one of Burton's instructions for this preaching series was to be practical. So I'm going to tell you a few ways I found helpful to stick close to Christ, acknowledging that you may know ways which work well for you, that I hope you'll tell me about later. Plants need air. In Jewish tradition, the name of God, Yahweh, was so sacred, so holy, that they didn't even speak the name of God out loud. In our Old Testament, Yahweh is often translated as Lord in capital letters. Now, in written Hebrew, there are only consonants, no vowels. So Yahweh is written YHWH. And to pronounce those particular consonants, you don't move your lips or your tongue. So pronouncing the sacred name becomes like breath.
Yahweh. Yah.
Breathe in.
Why?
Breathe out. Sounds like breath, doesn't it? That means that every breath you take is pronouncing the sacred name of God, whether you remember or realize that or not. The God who breathed life into us at our birth, and who will be there in us as we take our last breath. When life gets tough, when you're in pain or having a panic attack at 3 a.m. or words just won't do, try saying the sacred name of God purposefully by breathing. Remind yourself that deep down at the heart of our being, we are in direct and immediate contact with the source of all that is. Plants like sun. This picture is from our garden, where currently we've got just 5 grapes. Rowan Williams, the previous Archbishop of Canterbury to the current one, was once asked by Radio 2 host Terry Wogan if he had any tips on how to pray. In an unlikely reply, the Archbishop said he thought there was something about sunbathing which tells us more about what prayer is like than any amount of religious jargon. Lying on the beach or in your garden, something is happening when you're sunbathing which has nothing to do with how you are feeling or how hard you are trying. You don't get a better tan by screwing up your eyes and concentrating. You give the time and that's it. You turn up and then things change at their own pace. You simply have to be where the light, in this case, the light of God's love, can get at you. Make space for God in your day. Give the time and let go of trying hard. God is always there. Plants are out there in all weathers, facing whatever pests and circumstances come their way. These leaves look like some bug is attacking them. While Jesus often went somewhere alone to pray, and it's right and proper that we do that, the Gospels also record Jesus in the thick of events and pressures, unable to take time out for himself or his disciples. He can't have only prayed when he had peace and quiet. Jesus found a way to remain in God in the midst of stuff happening, in ordinary life. And there is no other way for us to experience God than through the experience of living. A chance conversation may expand our perspective to see how things are for others. A sudden anger or frustration may reveal our fears. Reflecting where real pleasure is may give direction for our life. Being thoroughly there for people may help us see them in a new light. Our lives are full of work to be done, everyday tasks to be completed, relationships to be developed, and people that we encounter. But you don't have to stop life to remain in Jesus. This whole joyful and painful adventure of living is in itself the God experience, the place for us to remain in him. And of course, vines aren't just one sprig or branch. They have many shoots to produce many fruits. As we come together now in communion to celebrate and remember Christ's presence here with us, remaining in Christ will be that much easier if we are part of a community with other branches that know and love him and celebrate him as Lord.